Again, he listened. The bottom line is he listened.
No, she had eaten and he had refused.
He didn't refuse.
No.
Well, had he refused, we can speculate what would have happened. I don't know. Okay.
There's a more complicated answer here.
Well, the Hegdish, we're starting the third line in the Gimel Amud Beis. I know I started it yesterday. I'm going to start it again. The Hegdish b'meitzet kiddush b'shagig loy kiddush divrei Meir. Yudai b'shagig kiddush b'meitzet loy kiddush. Now, over here, Rabbi Yehuda is the easier one to understand. Let me explain Rabbi Yehuda by Hegdish. The Ela happens if a guy transfers Hegdish.
Suggest people to mute themselves.
Can people mute themselves? And the Ela happens when people either use Hegdish for their pleasure, we went through this yesterday, or transfer Hegdish. There's two ways to do Me'ilah. There's a third way, but it's not negated today. Either a person gives it to somebody by transferring it out of his possession, right? He donated it to Hegdish, he forgot, he gave it to somebody, he committed Me'ilah, or he has pleasure from it. He eats it, he uses it in a way that he is pleasurable, then he commits Me'ilah. But Me'ilah is only b'shagig, and at that point, we learn out that the item goes to Chulin. So the recipient, it's now his item. It's not Hegdish anymore. The one who gave it to him is Ivar Me'ilah. So by a woman, if you Mekadosh a woman b'shagig, she got an item. It's her item now. She received the item. It's no longer Hegdish. Her poor husband-to-be, he did it b'shagig, but he was Mayo. He was Mayo. He did an Avera, but the bottom line is he gave his wife something. She now owns the item he gave her. By Mezid,
Rabbi,
there's no Me'ilah. I'm sorry?
Rabbi, does both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both hold that it goes to Chulin, b'shogeg?
Again, I'm talking about Rabbi Yehuda only.
So only Rabbi Yehuda.
We're going to be dealing with Rabbi Meir extensively. At this point, we're talking only about Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
I'm explaining Rabbi Yehuda by Hegdish. I did not explain Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda holds Me'ilah is b'shagig and it goes l'chulin. And therefore, since it goes l'chulin, he gave her something. So it's a good kedushin. But maybe the item doesn't go to chulin. So she didn't get anything. She got Hegdish. Not hers. No kedushin. So Rabbi Yehuda makes perfect sense by Hegdish. There's no reason to have to spend time on Rabbi Yehuda by Hegdish, because that's the rule of Hegdish. B'shagig, it goes to Chulin, and B'mezid, it doesn't go to Chulin. Therefore, B'shagig, he gave her something, and B'mezid, he did not give her something. By Maiser Sheni, we have a difficulty. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Maiser Sheni belongs to the person. He holds Maiser Sheni mum and hedget. So why, if you give it to her B'shagig, is she not Mekudeshes? He gave it to her B'mezid, she's Mekudeshes. She got, it belongs to him, he gave it to her. He didn't even do Avera. So why B'shagig? Is it not Mekudeshes? That's going to be one issue we have to deal with. Understanding Rabbi Yehuda by Meiser. We understand Rabbi Meir by Meiser, because by Meir says it doesn't belong to him. Meiser Sheni Mama Gavaya. He didn't give her anything. So therefore she's not Mekudeshes. We don't understand Rabbi Yehuda by Meiser, because if it belongs to him, why b'shagig is it not Mekudeshes? So the first, we have a few problems that we're going to have to deal with. And the Gemara deals with them simultaneously. That's why I'm mixing them up. Let's take Rabbi Meir Shita. By Meiser, he makes perfect sense. Meiser Sheni doesn't belong to the man. It's Mama Gavaya. He gives it to the woman, it's still Mama Gavaya. He gave her nothing. She doesn't own the Meiser. Therefore, she's not Mekudeshes. Whether he did it b'shagig, whether he did it b'mezid, he didn't give her his thing. Doesn't belong to him. Doesn't belong to her. Therefore, she's not Mekudeshes. Meir makes perfect sense by Meiser. Rabbi Yehuda is a problem by Meiser. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Meiser Sheni does belong to the man. Therefore, if you give it to her b'mezid, she's Mekudeshes. So why b'shagig? Is she not Mekudeshes? You gave her something, it belongs to her. Why is he not Mekudeshes? That's problem number one. Now by Hegdish, Rabbi Yehuda is not a problem at all. He learns, B'shagig, the Kedushin is a Kedushin, because the item became Chulin. And since the item became Chulin, it belongs to the woman, so you did a Kedushin. But Mezid, the item remains Hegdish, so you didn't give her anything, so it's not a Kedushin. So Rabbi Yehuda is a problem by Meiser, not by Hegdish. Reb Meir is not a problem by Meiser, but he is a problem by Hegdash. First of all, Reb Meir holds that even the Mezid, it turns into Chulim. So therefore, Reb Meir holds the Hegdash, if you do it by Mezid, it works. But why by Shagig doesn't it work? Why by Shagig does Reb Meir hold it doesn't work? Doesn't it turn into Chulim? That's Reb Meir's problem. So we have one problem in Reb Yehuda, and we have one problem in Reb Meir. Again, Reb Yehuda by Hegdish makes perfect sense. Hegdish turns into Chulim B'Shagig, not B'Mezid. Therefore, if you gave it to the woman B'Shagig, it's hers, it's a Kedushin. You gave it to the woman B'Mezid, it's not hers, it's not a Kedushin. By Maaser Sheni, Reb Yehuda is a problem, because he holds the man owns the Maaser Sheni, and there's no Aveira to give it to anybody. So if they realize it's Maaser Sheni, it's a wonderful Kedushin. He gave her his item, she received, now it's hers. By Shagig, why isn't it a Kedushin? She received something, that's the problem in Reb Yehuda. By Reb Meir, Maaser is not a problem. Maaser Sheni doesn't belong to him. Since it doesn't belong to him, it doesn't belong to her either. Therefore, there's no Kedushin, whether Shagig or Mezid. By Hegdish, Reb Meir happens to hold that by Mezid, the thing goes to Chulim. Therefore, it's a good Kedushin. We got that. He argues in Reb Yehuda. He holds Mezid goes to Chulim. But B'Shagig, why is it not a good Kedushin? Doesn't it go to Chulim? That's the question. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shamat Menei Rabbi Yechon and Tarti. I heard from Rabbi Yechon in two explanations. I heard the explanation of Shigig as Meiser and Rabbi Yehuda. I heard him explain why by Meiser, by Shagig, does Rabbi Yehuda say it's not a Kedushin? That was a problem in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. L'chaira, he gave her his thing and it belongs to her, so why is it not a Kedushin? And I also heard him explain Shigig as Hegdish to Reb Meir. And I also heard him explain that by Hegdish, why Reb Meir says B'Shagig it doesn't work. That was the problem in Reb Meir. It turns into Chulin. If it turns into Chulin, it belongs to her. Why isn't it a good Kedushin? So there were two problems. And I heard the explanation from both of them from Reb Meir, from Reb Yechanan. Shneyem ain't Issim Iskadeshes Behem. I heard the explanation why Kedushin doesn't work. Why by Maaser Sheni B'Shagig it doesn't work according to Reb Yehuda, and why by Hegdish B'Shagig doesn't work according to Reb Meir. Chada, Fishayin Isha Reitza. One of the two, unidentified, is because the woman would know she would never accept the Kedushin. So it's a Mekach Tos. It's a mistake. Had she known that this was either Maaser Sheni or Hegdish, we don't know which one. One of those two, Rabbi Yochanan said, the woman would have never agreed to Kedushin had she known what it was. Therefore, it's a Mekach Tos. It's not a good sale. It's not a good transfer. If I give you something that you don't want, you just don't know what it is, but now you found out you have no interest in this. I didn't give you anything, but you didn't want this. Therefore, it's not a good Kedushin. Now, again, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say which one. One of the two, the woman wouldn't want to get married with this kind of thing. Therefore, it's not a good Kedushin. The Chadav, Hishay Shneim writes him. And the other one, neither of the two would want it. They both didn't know. And had either one known, they would have not wanted to use this for Kedushin. So Rabbi Yochanan said, in one of the two cases, the man doesn't care. But the woman cares. And in one of the two cases, both of them care. And they would not have wanted to do the Kedushin. Therefore, it's a Mekach Tos. But I don't know. But the Yidan Nahai Minayu. I don't know which of the two did Rabbi Yochanan say only the woman cares, or which of the two do both care. That's what Rabbi Yaakov said over. Rabbi Yochanan said a reason for one of them, that the woman would never have wanted this, so it's a Mekach Tos. And the other one, neither would have wanted it, so it's also a Mekach Tos. But I don't know which one the husband cares about, Maaser Sheni B'Shagig or Hegdish B'Shagig. One of the two he cares about, and one of the two he doesn't care about. She cares in both cases. That's what Rabbi Yaakov quoted Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Zok Rashi.
She cares because
she. Well, I didn't say a reason. I don't know anything yet. The Gemara will explain. We don't know. So far, we don't know why. We know Rabbi Yochanan said in one case both care, in one case only she cares, and we don't know which is going on which, so we don't know anything yet.
We know what happens to the produce or whatever this is after it's transferred to her?
It's not hers. Goes back to the original one. It's a mistake. to Mekirtas. What happens by Mekirtas?
Had they wanted it, I'm saying. Had they wanted it, do we know what?
Well, depends.
My Tashayin ever goes to Chulin, does it?
No. But it's hers. It's his. It's hers. It is Chulin.
It's
Chulin. You take it to Yerushalayim and eat it.
So why is it not called his?
It is his, according to Yehuda.
It is his. Oh.
That's why the maid did Kiddush. It's his.
And once she gets it, she has to do pidyon or bring it in Yerushalayim.
Exactly. So Rabbi Yochanan explained both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. He explained Rabbi Yehuda by Meiser and he explained Rabbi Meir by Hegdish. In one of the two, he said the woman cares. In one of the two, he says the man also cares. But he didn't explain which is which. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Nechzianan. Let us try to figure this out logically. Meiser, Eloi Nichola, Meshim Tircha De'orcha. It makes sense by Meiser Sheini, the woman would have never agreed. She wants to schlep to Yerushalayim with the food? She wants to schlep up to Yerushalayim? Had she known it was Meiser Sheini, she would have said, no, excuse me, I'm not interested in taking this to Yerushalayim. Therefore, it's a Mekachtas. And she would have never agreed to the Kedushin had she known the part of the Kedushin is they got to go to Yerushalayim with this. What does he care? He's happy that he got a wife. He doesn't care that she schleps to Yerushalayim. He doesn't have to do anything. He gave her something. He's very happy. He didn't know, but he wouldn't care if he did know.
There's no punishment for him.
It's not an Avera. It's 100% his money.
No, but you mean, I'm sorry, what it means to say is the schlep is overrides tandu?
Yes. Again, that's what the Gemara is saying.
She can't sell it. She can't do anything. She can sell it.
The bottom line is, she got Meiser Sheini, which usually goes to Yerushalayim.
Right.
She would have said to him, thanks, but no thanks. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Had she known, listen, if she agrees, if she says, I don't care, it's a good Kedushin. We say a regular woman doesn't want to receive Meiser Sheini. She doesn't need the headache.
But I'm saying if she sells it, even that money.
Again, she doesn't. If she sells it, the other guy gets it.
No, but doesn't she have to use that money to in Yerushalayim?
If she redeems it.
Oh, selling is not selling.
Not necessarily. That's what by the other one, Tzavta Birmiya, Elahed Dish Tavayu Lenichalu. He doesn't want to do the Aveira of doing Mi'ila, and she doesn't want to do the Aveira of being involved in turning Hegdish into Chulun, even though she doesn't get an Aveira. Then Lenichalu, the Nisko Hegdish Yedayu. Neither of the two want Hegdish to be redeemed. Meaning, had he known it was Hegdish, he wouldn't have done it. He doesn't want to do Mi'ila. He doesn't want to do an Aveira. And she doesn't want to be a party to the Aveira. She doesn't get an Aveira. She's the recipient, but she's a party to the Aveira. She would have said, no thanks. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmi explains, please let me finish. Rabbi Yirmi explains, the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is that it's a Mekachtos, which the woman would have said no. The reason of Rabbi Meir is both would have said no. Because he doesn't want to do an Aveira. And she doesn't want to be a party to the Aveira. Yes, Charlie, come on, you have a question?
This last thing was Shogeg?
Mi'ila, we're talking about Shogeg, correct. Rabbi Meir said by Hegdish B'Shogeg, it's not a Kedushin. The question was, what she got was Chulin. So why isn't it a good Kedushin? Mi'ila makes it Chulin. So why isn't it a good Kedushin? Zokt Rabbi Yirmiya, explaining Rabbi Yochanan, because he wouldn't have wanted it, and she wouldn't have wanted it. So it's a Mekachtos.
She's missing Yaya anyway.
Yeah, call it what you want. She wouldn't want to be party to it. Therefore, he doesn't want it again.
Is it too late?
No, again, Rabbi Meir is saying it's not too late.
He's not
Mayo. Not Mayo. That's exactly what he's saying. So obviously, the mayor holds that Me'ila B'Shagig doesn't happen with a transfer because it's a mistaken transfer and it's a Mekachtos. Me'ila B'Shagig is only using something, having pleasure from something. The mayor argues on what I said before. I had said Me'ila can be in one of two ways, either using it and having pleasure or transferring it. Reb Meir says the transfer is a non-transfer. Because either she doesn't want it, or both of them don't want it. He argues on the halacha of Me'ila being done through transfer. Only can be done according to this pshat. There's going to be another pshat in Reb Meir. But according to this pshat, he argues on Me'ila being done through transfer. Let's catch up with Rashi. So Rashi, Shammat Minad Reb Yechon and Tarti. Time of the Mitarti Baba the Masnisan. I heard him the reason of both cases in the Mishnah. The Tani Baba Shagig like Kiddush, Shagig is Maisel or Rabbi Yehuda. However, Isle Maisel Mamad Hedjitu, if he holds Maisel belongs to the owner, Amai Bashagig like Kiddush. So why doesn't it work Bashagig? The Shagig is Hegdish or a mayor, given the Isle Bamezid Kiddush, because he holds a ghost to Chulim, Shagig Maishna. So why by Shagig is it not a good Kiddushin? It also goes to Chulim. Ushneim einishim is kadeshes mem. Klaimer, shomet b'Rabbi Yechon in time of the Tarti b'Avi the Basnisin, the Ari b'Shkagas. I heard him both reasons by Shagig. The Tani Tartani di Dun, b'Tarvayu einishim is kadeshes mem. And both of them it says the woman is not miskadeshes. Chazal l'vishayin isha reitza. B'chazal b'nayu pirish, l'vishayin isha reitza. One of them he explained, because the woman doesn't want it. If I see a dash who came that she known the facts, like Kiblat Solushim Kedushin, she would have not accepted it for Kedushin. The Havilu Kedushin toss. It's a mistake. The Chadot Levishne Einshneim writes him. The Nafkamina, what difference does it make if both don't want or she doesn't want? Now he departs by Rabbi Yehuda Vishen Isha writes the one that it's only the woman that doesn't want, in but Kunu of Amra writes Ani, if she says, I don't care, Ve'ena Mekpedas, we don't have to ask him. The Mestama Menech Nichalei. If only she doesn't want it, if she says, I don't care, that means she does want it. So then it's a good Kedushin. The Vayadana Haiminayu, Be'ezim Hem Talib Isha Ve'ezim Talib Ishneya. Which one is only the woman, and which one do both not want it? Which would mean we would have to ask both of them, are you happy with this kind of a Kedushin? Whereas the one that the woman doesn't want, the man wants. We don't have to ask him, we only have to ask the woman. She has to take it up to Yerushalayim. To the man, this is for good. I have my Eser Sheni. I have to schlep to Yerushalayim. I'll give it to her. Let her schlep to Yerushalayim. I'm very happy. The Nisro Hegdish Hayadayu should bar Eser. It's an Eser to move Hegdish. The Quran HaKasav Mayer Limao. The Torah calls them Mila. If this is Kedushin, it became Chulin. This is how you take it away from Hegdish. And they don't want to be party to an Avera. Therefore, neither he wants it nor she wants it. So Rabbi Yochanan explained, and Rabbi Yirmiyah explained Rabbi Yochanan, that by Maisha Shani, he does not care. She cares, because she has to take it to Shalayim. By Hegdish, they both care. Had they known, they would have never done it. Therefore, it's not Me'ila, it's not Chulin, and she didn't get Kedushin.
What does Rashi mean that if we don't have to check her if she, on that Rashi?
By Ma'aser Sheni, she's the one that cares. What if she tells us, I don't care?
But he didn't say that.
Listen to me. What if she says, I don't care?
If she says, I don't care, but so then she's Mekudeshet.
Do you have to ask him if he cares? You don't have to ask him.
You know for sure he
doesn't care. That's what Rashi's saying.
But Rashi doesn't say which one. He didn't say, he doesn't. If we do take the other one, let's say she it's a hektish chulin. I'm fine.
But he's not fine. Both parties have to be fine. For Kedushin to work, both parties have to want it to work. If one doesn't want it to work because they didn't know a fact, then it's not a Kedushin. So the Maisha Shani, you don't have to check with him. He for sure wants it.
Where does he see Maisha Shani?
No. I don't know what's
talking about.
What?
Is this either one?
Well, at that point, we don't know which one is which. Rabbi Yirmi explained to us which one is which. At that point, we didn't know which one is going on Maisha Shani and which one is going on Hegdish. The one that only the woman cares about, you only have to check with her. The one they both care about, you have to check with both of them. Now, at that point, it was unexplained which one is which. Came along Rabbi Yirmiyah and said, I can figure it out.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense to use that sign with Hegdish.
Why not?
No, because you have to check it because you see if he's wants to be male. If she says yes, I'm allowed to go to Hulu.
Okay, so let's see what the Gemara has to say about that. Right now.
I have a question. If she doesn't need to take the Maaser from the Yerushalayim, she eats it outside of Yerushalayim.
She didn't have Beirut.
Is she still in the Kedushas?
If she was happy with this Kedusha, yes.
Even if she eats it, the Isser.
Again, did she know it or she did not know?
In other words, what I'm asking is, when does Maaser Shani become theirs? When,
it's a good question that you're asking, but in this Gemara, we'll assume it's always theirs.
Okay, so in other words, there might be a Havamina that...
There is a Mandiyama that says that Maaser Shani doesn't belong to the person until he gets to Shalom, which makes this whole sugya very stressed.
That's what I was asking.
Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yaakov am Ibchem Mistabra. Rabbi Yaakov says, I disagree with Rabbi Yirmiyah. I can hear a svara the opposite way. That by Hegdish only she cares, and by Maaser they both care. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, by Maaser there's no reason he should care. By Hegdish there is a reason he should care. Rabbi Yaakov says, I'm not convinced. I can hear that by Hegdish he doesn't care, and by Maaser he does care. Why? Can't we say that by Maaser, she's not happy because she has to schlep? He's not happy. Now, Rashi has two ways to learn. Either he's responsible that it gets you Shalayim safely, and if something happens on the road, he would have to replace it. He'd rather not give her Maaser Sheni when he now is responsible to make sure it gets to Yerushalayim. That's Rashi's first shot, that every time you give the woman Maaser Sheni, if she has to take it to Yerushalayim, in order for the Kedushin to be a good Kedushin, he has to have an insurance policy that if something happens on the road, he'll give her something else. So she doesn't want to schlep, and he doesn't want to have to pay for it if something happens. You could say that, Svara. That's Rashi's first shot. We'll see the second shot as we learn Rashi. And by Hegdish, Ela Hegdish, Bishlai Me'ilai Nichol Ela Niska Hegdish Hayata. She doesn't want to be party to the Avera. Elohim Hila Nichola Dikditzim Emela? Who says the Avera bothers him so much? Maybe he'd be happy to do that. He gets a woman. So he did an Avera. He'll live with the Avera. She, why in the world does she want to agree to be party to an Avera? He, maybe he is happy. He doesn't mind the Avera. That's what Rabbi Yaakov answered. So Rabbi Yaakov is saying, you can learn either way. You can learn that Hegdish, he doesn't care because he'd like to get married, cost what it costs, even if it costs an Avera. But Maaser Sheni, it's a financial burden. He's responsible to make sure it gets safely to Yerushalayim. Doesn't need that financial burden. By she doesn't want to schlep, and she doesn't want to be party to Hegdish being taken out L'chulim.
Isn't there a Knaas on
Megillah? There is. But Maaser, he got a wife.
But that's financial.
All right.
Just much financial as the...
No, it isn't. No, it's not. Much less. 25%.
Okay, and then the Corbin.
Okay. He's willing to do that, the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. I can't help it. Let me just do Rashi. I'm sorry?
Would you agree that Rabbi Yirmiyah is more mistavra? It like, makes more easy to understand.
I don't take sides and I'm a Roim. I went through this many a time. I'm not here to pick sides. I'm a Roim. I'm here to understand them.
Does one team more understandable?
If you want to pick Rabbi Yirmiyah's side, you can vote Rabbi Yirmiyah in the next election. What can I tell you? I'm not here to pick sides between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yaakov. They're both bona fide Amoraim. They both made it into the Gemara. That Rizal says that anybody that's in the Gemara could be Mechaya Mason. So they both had the Kayach to be Mechaya Mason. They're both a trillion times bigger than I'll ever be. And if one says one swar and one says the other swar, I try to understand both. I don't pick sides. I don't vote. Rashi.
Why is he responsible for Maaser?
Well, we'll see Rashi. That's why we're going to learn Rashi. It's one shot in Rashi. Tyson disagrees with the first shot. Rashi says he's not responsible. But Rashi, the first shot, said he is responsible. The second shot, he also agrees that he's not responsible. So let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi, Rabbi Yaakov. Amar lo yedinin hayminayo. He says we don't know which one. Amar lo chot ibchanami milek lefruche. Can't you explain it the other way? Ulameimer to say. The Maaser Vishay Shneim writes him. Behegdish Vishay Nisha writes him. Now, why wouldn't he want Maaser Sheni? Zok the Gemara, Mishum Unsu de Urcha. Thou karkach unto the urkalei ramya. He must be responsible. Why? Shamaiser ain't by kan shavapruta. Shlainitin loitziah elabi shalayim. She can't do with this miser. She has to take it to Yerushalayim, or she's going to have to take the money to Yerushalayim. So to her, at this point, she didn't get anything. Even if she sells it, she'll have money of Maitre Sheni. So it's only going to be worth money when she gets to Yerushalayim. So he has to make sure it gets there. Hilkach, he have a yad to be called the Maitre, even the boy, the Kabul, the Unsa, the Urcha. Since to make it Kedushin, he has to be responsible if anything happens on the road, we have a Mekachim, made a Shiach, Lisnusi, Tveg, Abiyetza, Megavra. Because, Rashi points out, the chances for a woman making it safely are less than a man making it safely. Women are more apt to be stolen from. All kinds of things can happen. Men are more, quote-unquote, able to get there safely. So now he's responsible for her getting there safely. He wouldn't have wanted it. That's the first shot in Rashi. So Rashi's mechadesh that the Maaser Sheni is worthless here, but since he can go to Yerushalayim, it's worth money when she gets there. Taisus is bothered. That means the kedusha is not chal now; it's only chal then. I'm not going to get involved in Taisus. If she sells it, the money is Maaser Sheni, says Rashi.
If she sells it to that someone else,
then the money is Maaser Sheni. She transferred the kedusha from the item to the money.
She said she still.
And she still has to go to Yerushalayim with the money.
I'm not about redeeming now.
So the Rashi is saying selling is like redeeming. Again, we're going to pick sides and argue with. We agree with Rashi.
No, I would never do that. You're selling. So what am I selling then?
You're trading.
In any case,
Inami Dr. Rashi's second shot. Loi Rami Akrai Saleh. He's not responsible. But Loi the Nichalei the Listus Minah. He doesn't want anything to happen. Pente atzav the timer like they're starting with Davish Lein and Nesibai. Because he's going to have to live with this the rest of his life. He married her. He gave her something. He got Kedushin. On the way, he got taken away from her. The rest of her life, she was telling her, I got nothing from you. You cheapskate. You gave me something I got nothing for. He doesn't want to have to live with a wife that we throw this the rest of his life at him. She'll say, you never gave me anything. You gave me something that I couldn't use. I had to take your slime. I got stolen from you on the way. All because you gave me this stupid thing. So I'm not interested in this. So why would he want that kind of relationship with his wife? That's Rashi's second shot, which is the one Tyson likes. So according to this, he's not responsible. But why would he take a chance? He'd rather not give her Maitre Sheni, because if something happens on the road, he'll never hear the end of it for the rest of his life.
When does she decide she's not happy with it? What she said?
Again. At this point, she doesn't know it's Maitre Sheni. Do we have to ask her or not afterwards?
Once she finds out.
Is she going to be happy or not? Our assumption is no unless she says yes.
She said yes at first, and then she found out.
She didn't know it was Maitre Sheni. It's a mistake. Right. Unless she says, I don't care.
In Rashi's first cut, is this only in a Maitre Sheni that there's this concept of Achrayim?
Yes, because everything else he gave her, she can eat it now. She can use it now.
Give her a ring.
So she can use it now. She can wear the ring.
Now we don't have a Shavabruta.
Why is it not a Shavabruta?
Because it's lost. It's gone.
Excuse me, when he gave it to her, he gave her something that was worth, she could have sold it and made $1 million.
So now this,
she can't do anything with it here.
Because she has to eat Yerushalayim, it's not worth the Shavruta?
What's she going to do with it here?
Even if she sells it, she has to take that money to submit.
Exactly.
That's not worth the Shavruta.
Well, at this point, so you're asking a different question. Why isn't it worth a pruta? Because she had the ability to take it to Yerushalayim. But that's not what she agreed to. She agreed to get this amount of money that he gave her. This, she thought the Maaser Sheni was worth $100. She thought she got $100. She did not get $100.
She got $100 worth of food usable in Yerushalayim.
That's a big slap.
That was her.
I mean, this is taking sides to the idea of whether or not the ability to use something is the same as ownership. The potential ability to use something is the same as ownership.
No, it does not take sides of that. It's taking sides of the ability to use something decides whether the person wants to receive it.
I mean, it has to hinge on the want.
Again, did the person want to receive this? If I, you give me something I can't use here, would I be willing to receive this and trade my kedusha for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So over here, so let's go back here, because this is going to be important. I mean, at least it's important. Everything is important. There's a machlokes Reb Yirmiyah and Reb Yaakov. To Reb Yirmiyah, it's clear that by Maaser Sheni, only she cares and he doesn't care. And by Hekdesh, they both care. To Reb Yaakov, by Maaser Sheni, they might both care. Now by Hekdesh, he's going to say a big chiddush. And we didn't learn that Rashi yet. By Hekdesh, only she cares, Zuk Rashi. Bishlam Eloi Nichalod, the Nitzko Hekdesh Ayada. The Mahano Yeshla Bechiluloi. What does she gain by making Hekdesh Chulun? Why should she agree to be a party to an Avera? She has nothing to gain. He's giving her something? He could give her his own money. Why should she agree to accept something that she's a party to an Avera? Mashain Kane, he, the Nikni Itzim Amela, the Avagav Shalom L'Shalom L'Hegdish, Baruch Vaish's question, even though he's going to have to pay this up, Hashtami Nichalei, Shema Eile Mishalei Achshim Klum. The bottom line is, who says he has other money available now? He wants to marry her. If he has to take a chance with an Avera, he didn't know it was Hegdish. He didn't do it but Mezid. If you ask him now, are you happy you did it b'shagig? He might say, yes, I had no other option. I had to marry this woman. Now, had I known, I wouldn't have done it b'mezid because I don't want to die. But the bottom line is, I didn't know, and it was a mila, and it works. Now, at this point, I'm happy it happened. I'm happy it happened. I'm not amazing, but I'm happy it happened.
You got a wife out of the deal.
What?
You got a wife out of the deal.
You got a wife out of the deal.
But she, so what? Can you explain the previous Rashi?
Yes. That to her, she doesn't need this money. She wants money. Why should she agree to get money that's an Avera money? If he wants to marry her, he'll give her something of his own.
But he doesn't have.
Again, in her mind, she doesn't view it that way. She doesn't know what he has, what he doesn't have. Ask her, are you happy that he gave you Hekdesh money? She would have said, no. Let him get me something else.
The person takes
Hekdesh,
she has to return it, right?
Again,
it seems like in this case he knew what it
was. No, he did not know.
He only found out afterwards.
If the Bemezid, not a Kedusha, according to Bermuda, because it doesn't go to Chulun. He didn't give her anything. And he's Chaim Misa, by the way.
So he didn't give her anything if it was Bemezid. If it was a Shogeg, then
he gave her, it became Chulun. So now it's hers.
It became Chulun, even though it was mitzvah
baba avera,
but it's nevertheless, it's all faith.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a mitzvah baba avera, but it's a different kind of mitzvah baba avera. It's not the mitzvah, you know, he gave her kedushin, he gave her money, that's all we care about. So there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yaakov, and I want to again, this is a foundation of the sugya here. Let's understand Rabbi Yehuda, let's understand Rabbi Meir. Now let's go back. Rabbi Yehuda said, by Maaser Sheni belongs to the husband. There's no Aveira involved. He doesn't have a Mezid. Both of them know it's a good Kedusha. Why not? Doesn't Beshagig, either she wouldn't want it because it's a Shlep, or both wouldn't want it because he wants to give her something, not that she should throw back the second Pshat and Rashi the rest of her life, that you never gave me anything. That's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. By Hegdish, let's do Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't agree to Rabbi Meir that B'shagig it's a Mekach Tas. He says that people don't mind retroactively that they gave Hegdish away. It's a big Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when a guy does something with Hegdish, not knowing it's Hegdish, and now finds out, the parties don't say, we wish this never happened. They say, the bottom line is, it happened, it happened. He doesn't agree that it's a mekach tos when you use Hegdish money. Because that's what me'il is. Giving something somebody b'shagig. It's a mekach tos. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a mekach tos. We don't say that the guy would have said, The bottom line is he did something with the money. He transferred, whatever reason he transferred it. He wouldn't have done it had he known. But now that he didn't know, he doesn't retract, doesn't have any regrets.
And she?
Also doesn't have any regrets.
She's getting
what does she care? She got money. She got hula money. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Gemara doesn't explain that. The Tosfos Ritz explains that. Now, Reb Meir, by Maisha Sheni, says the Kedushin can't work because it doesn't belong to him. So he's not giving her anything, both B'Shaikik and B'Mezid. By Hegdish, Reb Meir holds that B'Mezid becomes Chulun. So if he doesn't B'Mezid and she knows and he knows, it's a good Kedushin. He argues that B'Mezid doesn't become Chulun. He holds B'Mezid it does become Chulun. He holds B'Shaikik, it's never Me'ila. Because the parties, at least one of the two parties, and maybe both parties, wouldn't have wanted to do this transaction. So according to a mayor, there's only one way to do Me'ilah B'Shaygig. And that is to use it. To transfer it, it's a non-transfer. It's a mistake. And therefore it's not Me'ilah. And therefore it wouldn't go out with Hulam. So therefore a mayor argues on what we started today with. That there are two ways to do Me'ilah. One is to give it to somebody, and one is to use it. Remeir says, giving it to somebody, you never gave it to him. It was a mekach sas. So there's no mila. So Remeir argues on the concept that you can have mila by shaygig by transfer. Either because she doesn't want, the recipient doesn't want, or because both don't want. Machleik is Remeir Meir Reb Yaakov.
Remeir by Mezid.
He holds and becomes chulun. He argues in Behuda that says by Mezid it doesn't become Chula.
Why isn't he happy? Why is the husband happy about this?
He did it by Mezid. He knew it. He didn't care.
He didn't care.
What does Mezid mean? I know the facts and I do it anyway. Again, you'll give him a Musar Shmuz later on. You might hire a Mashgiach to do it. That's up to you. What does Mezid mean?
Because he did it with Mezid, that he's not Nisker. He does
Chayt Nisker. Yes. Remeir holds Mezid, takes it out to Hulam. He did it with Mezid. He didn't care and she didn't care. That's what the word Mezid means. They're bad people. Doesn't deserve Maftiyayna.
And transfer of Mezid works? But transfer of Shogging does not.
According to Remeir. This, yeah, right, because the mayor is saying B'Shaygig, they never meant it to make a toss. The mayor, you can't say it's a mistake.
No, but I'm saying the shame of Ela is your buddy.
The mayor says it's not Me'ila because there was no transfer.
And if
it's not a transfer.
But and if I give you not the shame condition, you give somebody else something.
Well, you're giving it for a reason, right? You want to give. Had you known, you would have never given it, or she would have never taken it.
Doesn't start.
That's what Remeir is saying. That there's no Me'ila B'Shaygig by transfer because it's not a transfer.
But B'Mezid there is.
He wants right. And that's a Chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Me'ila B'Mezid. It doesn't go to Chulam B'Mezid.
Right.
There's a separate Machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Zog to Gemara Vayta Boi Minei Rabbi Merav Chisda. Ishei Miskadeshes. Now, Rav asked the Shiloh, which explains what we just said.
Does the Gemara make a chilek if she's actually in Yerushalayim?
Well, then it would be 100% good. Why not? Why wouldn't you want to accept it?
He comes to Yerushalayim for stuff, he wants to be a Kash lady right there.
Why not? By B'nai Rav, Rav Chizda. Ishei Miskadesh is Maos Mashiach to Luhulam. So Rav is asking, according to a mayor, that the woman is not Kedushin, so what happens to the money? Is it Chulun or not? Was he Ivor Me'ilah or not? Amalei, Yishev is Kedushin, so what say just to a Chulun? If the transfer didn't work, it didn't work, for the money is still Hegdish. There was no Me'ilah. Rashi, Yishev, Kamina Deinim Mekudeshes, Meshigig is Hegdish L'Remeir. We said, it's not Mekudeshes. Mo'os Ma'oshiei to a Chulun, L'Hanes Mehem. Can he now use it Atta? Meaning, did he transfer it to Chulun? And therefore now it's Chulun, he can use it. And the guy who did it would have to bring a Karban Mila. And the answer is the way we've been speaking out. If the transfer wasn't a transfer, nothing made it Chulun. He asked a similar shayla. B'mecher mai. What if b'shayig you use hegdish money to buy something? You didn't know it was hegdish money. You entered and said, can I buy your field? And he said, yes. And you gave him hegdish money. Is that sale good? No. It's not a transfer. It's a mistake. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, b'mecher mai. Look at hachefet v'mos hegdish b'shoigig, l'rameir. Kana eloi kana. Loi kana v'lo yatsun m'hulun. Now here Rashi speaks out. V'e me'ila l'rameir b'hegdashis, elo b'oichel oichel hegdish. There is no me'ila b'shoigig according to Rameir, only by eating. Or pleasure. Wherever they are, it's still hegdish. It never went to Hulun. He never transferred. It was a non-transfer. This is where Rashi says what we've been saying all along. That's where I got it from, by the way. This is where Rashi said it. This is explained. According to Meir, Me'ila B'Shagig is limited to one case. Hana, eating. Not transfer. So the whole concept that there's mila by transfer, Mishaygig, Rameir disagrees with.
And amazing, it's still here.
It's not mila. It still goes up l'chulam, but it's not by locha mila. Rameir holds amazing also goes up l'chulam. The Gemara doesn't get involved, why? Maybe it does later on, and maybe next week's Gemara we'll run into it. Zog the Gemara Eisvei. So we asked a question on Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know who asked this question. I assume Rav Chiya Bar Oven asked Rav Chisda the question. Yes. Now, let me explain this Gemara. I give a guy money and to watch for me. And it's hegdish money. I didn't know. And he went and he used it without permission. He does the meal and not me. He was supposed to watch my money. He wasn't supposed to use it. I didn't authorize using it. Why should I be responsible? If I give it to a banker and it's not tied, give him money. I said, do me a favor, hold this money for me. By giving a banker money, you're saying you can use it as long as you give me back different money. Because that's what bankers do. They're constantly changing money. Money changers. So then, the guy who gave it to the banker is Ivor Mila, because he authorized the use. How about a storekeeper? You asked the storekeeper, you handed it to him and said, here, hold this for me. Is a storekeeper considered like a banker? It's understood that he'll use it and give you different money? Or is a storekeeper considered like a private individual? He doesn't make his living changing money, but he is involved in transactions which might require the change of money. So it's a machlokes. Chemvani kebalabai is the remeir. Chemvani is like a private person, and the person who gave it to him would not be Ivor Mila. Rabbi Yehuda ima chemvani kishkuchani. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a storekeeper is like a banker. So at galoi pligi, as the marsavah chemvani kishkuchani, marsavah chemvani kebalabayas. Avad kulam and vaitzimo. But everybody agrees that if it would be like a shulchani, or if the Baal Bayis used it, there would be Mila. Now, this is shaygig. Whoever it is, either the guy who gave it to him or the guy who did it. One of the two is Ivor Mila. If you authorized him to use it, then you're Ivor Mila. If you didn't authorize him to use it, he's Ivor Mila. But it's b'shaygig. Because your mayor, it's a non-transfer. Should never be Mila. And here he's just saying, it's like a balabayas. He's not saying there's no me'ila by transfer. He's saying he never authorized it by chemvani. But they agreed to the concept that giving it to somebody is me'ila. Somebody is liable. So, to Gemara, Rameir, Lidwar, Tribuna, Kamar. Rameir is saying it according to Tribuna. Lindy D, if I see Nami Limbo. To me, there's no me'ila here. El Nidach, I delete me at the chemvani kabalabayas. You who say that transfer is me'ila. But you didn't authorize it. Amalei like Yishukhani, I think you did authorize it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chambani Kabalabayas Mishni B'Mila. Gizbar Hamafkid Moat Seitz Yishukhani. a gizbar who's watching Hegdish money, who didn't realize this is Hegdish money, gave it to a banker. Im tsrurin, if it is tied up, lo yishtamish bem. The fact that you tied it up is telling the guy, do not use this money. If he spent it, don't blame the gizbar, blame the banker. The mutarim, if it's untied, yishtamish bem. It's understood that you're allowed to use it. If yichemaitzi, mo'ala gizbar. The b'shusay of it. The shulchani has permission from the gizbar. The maid, the other shulchani, tzarech l'masar there. Anybody who gives money to a banker untied understands that the banker always needs a cash flow. I will bow a bias, benkach a benkach lo yishtamish bem. By bow a bias, it makes no difference if it's tied or untied. The lav adayte d'okav k'dinu k'bay. You didn't give it to him to use. The stop bow a bias, ay, the mishtamish tovim b'mos. A Baal Abayas doesn't need cash flow like that. So therefore, therefore, the one who spent it is the one that's male. He doesn't need money always. She's nice and like Paris because people pay him in produce. The call mecher chanusim bashroi, and there's also a lot of credit. The dialer b'miyat marshabiyare doesn't need a lot of cash on hand. Therefore, when you give it to a storekeeper, you're not expecting him to use it. But somebody's doing mila. It must be the transaction worked. I think if you spent the money, you're not mile. Again, Rameir's opinion, there's no mila by transfer, only by having pleasure, eating. Elo lididach, the yesh mila b'mas, oidli mi the chambani k'bal bayis v'hu mo, the bal bayis is my own, the chambani is my own, but like Gizver, the la b'shusi of it, he never gave him permission. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, lai medina lach, b'ha, elo k'shuchani hu. No, I don't agree. He's like a banker, umal gizber, the maid, the yad, the tzarech, tamid, the maslik, mischaira. Because he knows that the banker always has to buy inventory, the storekeeper. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds the storekeeper's like a banker.
Did he tell the guy, he said, watch it, or he said, what?
Keep it, watch it for me.
Watch it for you.
Yeah, but the question is, what does watch it for me mean?
Watch $100. I owe him $100. At the same
$100. That's the
chambani
you're talking about?
The shayla is the chambani.
How does he make, I don't know how commerce works at those days. How does the bank make money if the guy gives him a package of my money? And
he charges a percentage for the exchange.
But he can't spend it.
Okay, so Shulchani, if it's untied, can.
If it's tied.
So he has his own money, the Shulchani. The Shulchani didn't count the guy. This is a banker. He's in business already for 42 years. He advertises. In business since 1981.
Don't say that. 52.
Right. So now, the guy comes to him and says, do me a favor, I have to leave town, can you watch this for me?
And this is a tied up bundle of money.
So then the Shulchani should put it aside and not use it. The Shulchani's
not making any money on it.
The Shulchani's not making any money on it, no.
And when he
can charge for watching it.
Okay. And when he goes to the Shulchani will...
Question is, does the Shulchani... is it understood that when you give him untied money, he has a right to use it or not? That's the shaila. Then he won't use it. That means you don't want it used.
So he's doing you a favor.
Or he's charging for it.
Well, somebody can make a profit on that if he buys it.
Again, he can do it. That's not the question. The question is, did you give him permission to use the money or not? That included in giving him money. You give it to, you walk over to Avram Cohen and say, can you watch this $100 bill for me? He has no right to use it. And if he uses it, he's using it without your authority. You give it to a banker, he does have a right to use it. How about a chavani? That's the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda.
I mean, side aspect of what we're doing is going in Shomer Sofer versus Shomer
Chin. Yeah, but that's nothing to do with the meal.
Shomer Chin cannot use
it. Either can a Shomer Sofer.
But the thing is that money or instantiated value is a different thing than a shovel.
Bottom line is, if it's given as an item, not as a loan, right, then it's exactly like a shovel.
Right. No. But a shomer chinam can't charge for it. And why he says...
That's because he's chinam. That's what the word means.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. That is one of the few things I'm aware of. But as much as asked, it's... So the question is, why is he doing this?
Well, he can do it as a favor. You know, people do each other favors, believe it or not. Everybody's having a wonderful Shabbos, and we should have Besuras Tavis.